your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com. The 2017 Nobel Peace Prize goes to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. The Nobel Committee praised the organization for its, quote, work to draw attention to the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of any use of nuclear weapons and for its groundbreaking efforts to achieve a treaty-based prohibition of such weapons. Several states along the Gulf Coast are bracing for the expected weekend landfall of Tropical Storm Nate. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
The National Hurricane Center hoisting hurricane watches from the central Louisiana coast eastward all the way to the Mississippi and Alabama border. This includes New Orleans as well as Lake Pontchartrain. There are tropical storm watches extending further east than that, just outside of the Panama City region.
Nate has already killed some 20 people in Central America. President Trump has jumped into the Virginia race for governor, tweeting his endorsement of Republican Ed Gillespie last night and blasting Gillespie's Democrat opponent Ralph Northam. Mr. Trump tweeted, quote, Ralph Northam, who is running for governor of Virginia, is fighting for the violent MS-13 killer gangs and sanctuary cities. Northam answered back with, quote, TBH, to be honest, I've been expecting this. Maryland State Controller Peter Francho has made it official. He'll be seeking a fourth term next year. Francho released an upbeat campaign kickoff video.
I believe that our best days together are yet to come. And I believe that Maryland's best days are yet to come.
Francho's a Democrat who has formed a good working relationship with Republican Governor Larry Hogan. The site of an old slave cemetery in Loudoun County is going to be preserved.
The Belmont Slave Cemetery now belongs to the Loudoun Freedom Center, a nonprofit that preserves African-American historical sites. The center's Dr. Fred Snowden says their director learned about the cemetery while she was doing research. They approached the Toll Brothers Real Estate Company, which owns the land, and asked if it could be preserved.
They have agreed to be the land to the Loudoun Freedom Center.
The center plans
to discover who these people are and to, in some way, be able to tell their story.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We learned yesterday that Facebook plans to build a big new data center outside Richmond. Well, one Northern Virginia lawmaker says Loudoun County is already a pretty hot spot for such facilities.
We're almost running out of land.
There are roughly 8 data centers currently under construction in Loudoun County. One of them, Broad Run Supervisor Ron Meyer says, is roughly the same size as the newly announced Facebook center will be in Henrico.
Loudoun's out. Worried at all. We're growing very, very fast there, and we're seeing the revenue from it. Frankly, I'm very happy for the Commonwealth that it's not somewhere like Texas or somewhere like Silicon Valley that it's happening in the Commonwealth.
Meyer says the biggest challenge is getting the data centers to fit with the residential parts of the county. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new report says there are some 90,000 Virginians who are eligible for Medicaid but haven't signed up for it yet. And the Virginia Department of Medical Assistance Service says about 2/3 of that total are children. Some tense moments at a private high school in Baltimore where students and teachers started getting sick from an unusual odor coming from the third floor of the school. Some of them had trouble breathing. 5 went to the hospital with stomach pain. The fire department sent the hazmat unit. They finally found the source of the smell. It was a plug-in aerosol pumpkin spice air freshener. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 22,775. The Nasdaq at 65.85. Sports, the Patriots beat Tampa Bay on Thursday Night Football. The Caps open their season with a win in Ottawa. Baseball, the Indians and Astros are Game 1 winners in the ALDS. The National League Series begin tonight as the Nationals host the Cubs. The Dodgers take on Arizona. NBA preseason, the Wizards host the Knicks tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You could grab $1,000. 4 times a day. Easy. It's 4K a day on WMAL. Your shot at big money every weekday.
All right.
Details at WMAL.com and listen here.
Yay!
4K a day on WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
This is such a blow to investors.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We are stocks all around the world.
We're waiting for the market to open in a
second. It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Well, I'm happy to say, coming through Upper Northwest and in and out of Georgetown, just a change here a few moments ago. Foxhall Road has just reopened in each direction. That had been shut down for hours from an overnight house fire. But again, if you heard me talk about the closure of Foxhall Road near Reservoir, that has been resolved and reopened. So that looks good. Now, where we're seeing some delays here, Maryland 95 due to a crash reported. Southbound 95 south of 212 near Powder Mill Road. So watch up ahead if you're coming south of the ICC and see some brake lights in response heading to this crash. No problems heading down to the Beltway if you're using the Baltimore Washington Parkway, George Avenue, Connecticut Avenue, 270, Volume, Urbana, and Hyattstown. And currently around the Beltway, no incidents to report. Suffering from knee or back pain? Call 800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. 800-888-KNEE. 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAO Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds and winds out of the southwest, the high today will climb to 85 in a clear sky tonight with a low near 65. I'm meteorologist Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Woodbridge, 60 in Hyattsville, 67 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Well, good morning to you on this Friday morning. Boy, do we have a packed show for you. Are you ready for this? At 6:35 will be James Carafano. He is the Director of Foreign Studies at the Heritage Foundation. We'll talk about the Iran deal and the Russia investigation with him. At 7:05, Doug McElway from the Fox News Channel is joining us. At 7:15, it is Frank Miniter. He's with the NRA's American Hunter magazine. At 8:05, Josh Krushauer. He's the political editor for the National Journal. And at 8:35, Jill Vogel will be joining us. She is a Virginia state senator. She's running for the Virginia lieutenant governor position. I'm Mary Welter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnese on this Friday. Good morning.
Okay, good morning. Yeah, let's talk about some of these Virginia gubernatorial and lieutenant gubernatorial races. The president of the United States has jumped into this now. All of a sudden, we're getting a tweet from the president last night at about 10 p.m. He tweets, Ralph Northam, who is running for governor of Virginia, is fighting for the violent MS-13 killer gangs in sanctuary cities. Vote Ed Gillespie. That's from the president of the United States last night. So as MS-13 becomes a big part of this campaign, and that's thanks in part to, you know, Ed Gillespie making it a part of many of his ads, talking about sort of the MS-13 problem in our area. It doesn't just affect Virginia, but it certainly does. And you know, now he's kind of made it sort of a point in the campaign. You know, each of these ads talking about, you know, Northam is just not strong enough on sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and on MS-13. And Ed Gillespie trying to make an issue out of this, thinking that he can draw some voters to him. It's interesting, of course, to see the president of the United States jump in on that. And this comes at a time when we've got new polling now that shows that Northam is leading Gillespie in this race. Northam leads Gillespie by 53% to 40%, according to a new Washington Post Scar School poll. So you've got a widening gap here, 13 points favoring Ralph Northam. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how this goes. And this is after we had seen that race was pretty neck and neck recently. Now appears to be widening. And I'll be interested to find out what Jill Vogel thinks. We're talking to her. It was in a debate last night running for lieutenant governor. She's going to talk to us at 8:35 this morning. I'll get to her in a moment. But what she thinks about sort of what the state of this race is as well, the gubernatorial side of it. And I feel like Ed Gillespie... realizes that he needs to lean on some of those Corey Stewart-type voters in order to attract some more support to his candidacy. And the reason he's kind of like embracing taking on MS-13 much more vociferously and taking on immigration issues a little bit more vocally is because he wants to shore up some of that extra support to get these poll numbers to even out.
Well, there is also a Quinnipiac poll that was released on Wednesday. And it's interesting that you say that President Trump tweeted out support for Ed Gillespie, because only 25% of the voters in this poll said that they were more likely to vote for a candidate supporting Trump, and 46% said they were less likely to vote for a Trump-friendly candidate.
You gotta
so
wonder,
does this hurt him, I wonder?
You got to wonder, how happy is the Gillespie campaign today that they have got the President of the United States? Typically, you would be pretty happy if the president of your own party comes out and joins you on a campaign, but you wonder, does everyone think this is going to improve Ed Gillespie's chances in the state of Virginia? So we'll see. And meanwhile, I mentioned that lieutenant governor debate that took place last night, and you've got, of course, Joe Vogel and then Democrat Justin Fairfax, who squared off in Richmond. And things got a little testy at times. We've got a couple cuts for you of what went down last night. I'm going to play some audio from it. Here's Jill Vogel talking about energy policy and her expertise.
Do you agree with the president that the coal economy can be revitalized? Or do you think Southwest Virginia needs to focus on an alternative?
So I think you have to be realistic about the coal economy. The coal economy is never going to be what it once was. So I think we just have to own that and accept that. But I take the position that we should, in Virginia, embrace an all-of-the-above sort of energy future, energy policy for the Commonwealth of Virginia. I used to work at the U.S. Department of Energy. I was the Deputy General Counsel of the Department of Energy. I know a lot about energy policy, and I have a great sort of vision for what I hope the future of Virginia would be. Virginia should be a leader. We have a lot of natural resources.
All right, so sticking to some of the nice things about energy and being a leader on energy. Interesting to hear that her say that coal's never going to be what it once was, despite the fact the president of the United States very much promising to bring the coal jobs back. Let's move over to healthcare, and this is where things begin to get a little testier. Here's Justin Fairfax talking about his position on healthcare.
What I believe and what we're fighting for is that everyone should have access to high quality healthcare. We believe that that should be a right and not a privilege.
A right.
Senator Vogel, to this day, is blocking 400,000 Virginians who could already have health insurance under Medicaid expansion. She's making them go without because of her opposition. I'm blessed to have health insurance. I'm sure Senator Vogel's blessed to have health insurance. I can't imagine leaving 400,000 people, Virginians, without health insurance for no reason other than to try to go against what President Obama put into place in the Affordable Care Act.
And Senator Vogel offered a rejoinder.
We're not talking about Medicaid expansion anymore. We're talking about his pledge, which is for single-payer health care. And people say, well, what's single-payer? That's government-run health care. We're no longer talking about people not having health insurance. We're talking about 5 million people in Virginia who lose their private health insurance. His plan is no more private health insurance in Virginia. I have lots of Democrats who support me. I have lots of independents who support me. I have lots of colleagues in the legislature on both sides of the aisle who all work with me, and we all talk about health policy all the time. I cannot think of, I haven't really engaged in any discussions with anybody who thinks that government-run health care is a solution. And even if they like the idea of it and find it appealing, nobody thinks that we can afford it.
And I think she makes she couched that excellently right there. That was a really great way to couch this. Is what you're talking about, you're not talking about Medicare for all. Let's stop that. You're talking about single payer, government run healthcare. Because as soon as you make it government run healthcare, I think that really paints a better picture of what it truly is. Let's not call it Medicaid for all. Let's call it VA care for all. And I think she's right when they say, oh, well, expanding this Medicare for all. The problem is oh, it's great because the federal government's going to pay for it. Where does the federal government get their money? The federal government gets their money from us.
I know.
We're paying for
I know.
It all. Don't say this because you know what? When the federal government says we don't have any more money, guess it falls on the states then to fund this. And
I know. And it's funny, too, because you always get state officials, no matter if it's from Virginia or anywhere else in the country, who always assess it from like, well, we have to balance our budgets. So in order to do that, we're going to need federal government support to do that. Wait a second. Your taxpayers are not only paying your state taxes, they're also paying federal taxes. So you're serving your taxpayers by allowing the federal budget to become out of whack? No, you're serving your own interests by doing that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think, you know, it's reasonable to kind of assess it holistically that your taxpayers should be served no matter where that money goes.
Right, absolutely. But I appreciate the way she couched that, and I think it was a very smart thing to do, to say, let's just call this government-run health care.
Well, you can compliment her when we talked to her at 8:35 this morning here on Mornings on the Mall. And additionally, remember, we're talking about that Virginia governor's race between Ed Gillespie and Ralph Northam. At 7:05 this morning, Doug McElway from Fox News will be breaking down his perspective on all of that. Coming up, 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, I want to begin in Northwest. If you didn't hear me say last time, they have reopened everything on Foxhall Road. That had been closed for hours from an overnight house fire. That's been resolved, taken care of. So now, going in and out of Georgetown, Foxhall Road is accessible between Reservoir Road and Q Street. So better news there. Now, we do have some busy spots. Let's go Maryland with an accident that involves a tractor trailer. Southbound Maryland 95, as you pass 212, left lane is blocked. Virginia 66, I know you're in the hot seat right now. However, the crash, and I'm checking it out in cameras, just moved to the shoulder. 66 bunched up from 234 Business to just before 29 Centerville. That's the scene of the crash. Now, in Manassas, on Sudley Manor Drive, I know a lot of you use Sudley Manor Drive just east or off of 234 Prince William Parkway. That's where you have the crash, the intersection with Bethlehem Road, under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, it's turning partly cloudy today, a high around 85 degrees. Tonight, a clear sky, a low around 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high around 85. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 67 degrees. 6:16 on WMAL. This is Vince Colonnaise. If you're planning to sell your home, call Frank Prindle. With more than 25 years delivering top dollar to his clients and his promise of a guaranteed sale, I trust Frank, and so should you. Go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Sell it for a dollar.
All right. Let's get into what's going on in the Trump administration. In addition to his tweets, what he's been talking about. It's kind of interesting, you know, we just found out a report yesterday that the president's chief of staff, John Kelly, his phone apparently may have been hacked. Something's going on with his phone. I guess months ago, he started realizing that there was problems with his phone, and then he kind of just lingered. He was like, I was just having trouble with it. And eventually he had to turn it in to the IT guys, and they're like, yeah, no, there's a big problem here. You need a new phone. So John Kelly, subject to a bit of a crisis here with his phone issues.
Well, one can assume if this was his private phone, one can assume that there wasn't a whole lot of damage done. If this is his government-issued phone, then that might be a little bit different.
Yeah, they say that this is possibly dated back to December. According to a new report. Prior to assuming that position, he served as the Secretary of DHS, of course. And there are concerns about whether hackers or foreign governments obtained information on Kelly's phone during his time in the Trump administration. And that's according to a report from Politico and the Project on Government Oversight. He gave his phone to tech support this summer and said, you know, this hasn't been working for months. Well,
what am I doing wrong?
Well, General Kelly, probably should have turned that in just a little bit earlier. So that's something to keep track of. Also, there was news, something about General Kelly that I saw was that I guess he was supposed to go to Las Vegas and then was left off the flight. So we're gonna keep tracking this story, but the whole, like, the idea that General Kelly was pulled off Air Force One flight to Las Vegas, that always suggests to, like, every political watcher, like, uh-oh, is he going to be fired? Is John Kelly on the way out?
Well, has President Trump said, we'll see?
I haven't heard a we'll see on John Kelly yet. Not at all. But that'll be another interesting one to keep track of. So if it does come down eventually, be like, I remember Mornings on the Wall mentioned that he was kicked off that Las Vegas flight for some reason. Meanwhile, President Trump said something yesterday during a White House event about a coming storm.
Yes, I heard this.
And he's not offering an explanation here. He just said he was at an event with military leaders at the White House yesterday, and he cryptically told reporters the following. The gathering was, quote, the calm before the storm. And he pointed around the room and he asked all the reporters, he's like, you guys know what this represents? And again, he's with military leaders and their spouses. And one of the reporters goes, tell us, maybe it's the calm before the storm, he replied. according to poll reports. Another reporter asked him if the storm was Iran or ISIS. Remember, he's now decertifying this Iran deal. He goes, we have the world's greatest military people, he said. And a third reporter asked, what is the storm? And he said, you'll find out.
Love when he does that.
You'll find out.
Because he knows, he's smart in the sense of he knows that they're absolutely, their heads are going to explode. They're going to run back to their newsrooms and go, oh my gosh, he said, we'll find out, but we don't know what the storm is. And he's talking about a storm. What's going to happen? And they'll run around trying to figure out what it is. And he's probably talking about Hurricane Nate. Yeah, so calm before the storm.
Tropical Storm Nate. Let's
tropical
not get ahead of ourselves.
Hurricane, yes.
That hurricane.
Tropical Storm.
Tropical Storm Nate. We'll talk about that in a little bit, just all over the Gulf of Mexico. And then you've got... Another familiar face. Remember, we're talking about chiefs of staff. Reince Priebus is back.
Wow.
Yeah, he's back. He's been out there, of course, doing things. But the president of the United States dined with him. They broke bread together yesterday at the White House. So Reince Priebus back to see the president of the United States. According to a source familiar with the meal, the men had lunch in what is one of their few in-person meetings since Priebus was driven out of the administration just 2 months ago.
You know what's interesting about this is that the media portrays all of these firings and people coming and going as, you know, horrible, and yes. Trump's so mean to them, and it's a terrible thing. And we know Tom Price was like reprimanded for 2 hours apparently in the White House before he finally resigned. But did you ever notice they all come back? Trump still keeps a relationship with a lot of these people. So I don't think it's as contentious or as chaotic as the press is portraying a lot of this to be.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, it's always hard to tell, especially because everyone's fate is predicted so long in advance.
Yes.
And it's like, and it's predicted for many, many months. Everybody's on the way out. Jared Kushner is going to be kicked out of the family. yeah, okay. I'll believe it when it happens. There's always a lot of news on this subject. 6:22 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
With the TMS treatment, it gave me the clarity to see changes that I need to make in my life. My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit hopetms.com. That's hopetms.com.
The Dale City Gun Show is back with the biggest show ever. This weekend at the Dale City VFW, new management, 165 tables, entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports, self-defense, and more. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes both days, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The biggest, best Dale City Gun Show ever, Dale City VFW, this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. WMAL.com.
625 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia commuters, be careful on 66. Kind of a changing lane situation here as you approach the exit for 29 Centerville. Accident activity all to the left shoulder, and then from time to time they're blocking that left lane to get tow trucks in there to the crash. Heavy in Manassas. Speaking of Manassas, crews dealing with accident activity on Sudley Manor Drive just east of the Prince William Parkway 234 at Bethlehem Road. No problems reported if coming off the Greenway or the Toll Road, Route 7. That looks fantastic. Vauxhall Road, Northwest DC, that's been reopened at Reservoir Road. That had been shut down for several hours with a house fire. That's been resolved, taken care of. Lanes open. And Maryland, 95 southbound. Crews at the scene tell me they have the incident to the shoulder, but still watch for a lot of activity. Left side, southbound 95 after 212. Update sponsored by TheraWorks Relief to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds and winds out of the southwest, the high today will climb to 85 and a clear sky tonight with a low near 65. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. It's 626 on WMAL.
All right, Tropical Storm Nate on its way. People are starting to watch this. Tropical Storm Nate killed 20 in Central America as it, 22 now. I just looking at something here from ABC, 22 people. And it looks like it is likely to make landfall in the U.S. this weekend as a hurricane. They expect it to gain strength over the Gulf Coast, over the Gulf of Mexico, and it's going to hit somewhere on the Gulf Coast, somewhere between Southeast Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle.
Oh.
Of course, it's going to bring, you know, wind, storm surge, heavy rainfall, and guess what's there?
What city is in the southeast of Louisiana and near the Florida Panhandle?
Built
Tell me.
Below sea level. Oh, wait, New Orleans, because we just rebuilt it. So let's do it again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they currently have a hurricane watch in New Orleans, in Biloxi, Mississippi, in that area. Pensacola has a tropical storm watch. Mobile, Alabama, tropical storm watch. And then to the west, Morgan City, that area, tropical storm watch. So as of right now, it has sustained winds of 45 miles an hour, gusts to strengthen in the next couple of hours. So we're going to keep an eye on this, and we may see the rain from this because they expect it to curve up and over and go to the east and come right over our area. But we need the rain. So
pray for a weak storm and a gentle rain.
Absolutely. 627 on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
All right, coming up, Harvey Weinstein. The guy's powerful, powerful man in Hollywood, and the New York Times just shot a bunch of arrows in his direction. Find out how Hollywood's reacting, and specifically the Democratic Party, who he supports. And then James Carafano joins us right after the news here, and we're going to talk all about this Iran deal and Trump's decision to decertify. What does it all mean, and is it good for us? 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. Accumulus Station. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons. The organization is a coalition of non-governmental organizations in 100 countries dedicated to achieving a ban on nuclear weapons. Hurricane watches have been issued for states along the Gulf Coast ahead of Tropical Storm Nate. The latest from meteorologist Derek Van Dam.
Current sustained winds from Tropical Storm Nate at 45 miles per hour. So no official strengthening, although the latest satellite loop showing some organization as the center of circulation has now exited just off the coast of Honduras into the warm, open waters of the northwestern Caribbean Sea.
President Trump used Twitter last night to endorse Republican Ed Gillespie for governor of Virginia and to attack Democrat Ralph Northam. Mr. Trump tweeted that Northam is, quote, fighting for the violent MS-13 killer gang in sanctuary cities. Las Vegas investigators are still trying to determine the motive for last Sunday's shooting spree.
Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo says we don't know enough about the shooter to piece a motive together.
It's very hard to determine what has occurred on in his life in the last decade or so.
It was a life under the radar. No friends have come forward. Investigators would like to talk to a mystery woman who was seen with him in the days before the attack, and it may be he either targeted other events or had dry runs leading up to this shooting, questions for which, right now, there are no answers. Jim Roop, Las Vegas.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 22,775. The Nasdaq at 65.85. Sports sponsored by Kohl's. Cleveland and Houston each now have a one-game-to-none lead in the ALDS. The National League Division Series begin tonight as the Nationals host the Cubs. The Dodgers take on Arizona as an Alex Ovechkin hat trick lifts the Caps to a win in Ottawa. Thursday night football, the Patriots win. NBA preseason, the Wizards take on the Knicks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now through Monday at Kohl's Friends and Family Sale, take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIENDS20. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Kohl's. Offer valid October 5th through the 9th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense. And they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaser, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip and long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no No money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to your greater D.C. area soon. Call 1-800-368-8986 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free to the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to your greater D.C. area soon. Call 1-800-368-8986. Call 1-800-368-8986 now.
Save up to 70% during the Mattress Warehouse Columbus Day Sale and take advantage of 0% financing. With mattresses starting as low as $77, there's a mattress to fit any budget. This week, only get a free box spring with select mattress purchases or save more than $500 on select Stearns & Foster sets. Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer with payments as low as $22 per month. Visit sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse store near you. That's sleephappens.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Couple of slowdowns. Maryland, let's start on Interstate 95. But the better news is the crash is cleared from the travel lane. Southbound 95 as you pass 212. Still some activity left side. Had a tractor trailer involved in this incident. But hang with it. Delays near the ICC. So it won't cost you too much extra time. Then you get a break getting down and onto the Beltway. Heavy Beltway delays begin right as you approach New Hampshire Avenue, and that takes you off and on around to George Avenue, 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. That's the thick of it right now. In Virginia, 66, we're bunched up trying to get through Manassas towards Centerville. The accident before you get to the exit for 29th Centerville. Again, all confined to the left shoulder, but a lot going on there, and they're still waiting for another tow truck. So just be careful as you pass that stretch. And the Manassas cruiser with the accident, Sudley Manor Drive, just east of the Prince William Parkway 234 at Bethlehem Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
After a dry start to the weekend, rain will move in on Sunday, but today some breaks in the clouds with a high of 85, clear tonight with a low of 65, and sunny on Saturday with a high near 85, then cooler with rain Sunday and a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Springfield, 59 in Frederick, 66 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05, Doug McElwain from the Fox News Channel. He does a lot of national politics, but he's going to help us break down what's going on in the Virginia race for governor and lieutenant governor all ahead. 7:15 this morning, Frank Miniter is a gun and hunting expert, and he knows a lot about these bump stocks and whether or not people even use them that often. He'll talk about that debate that's raging in Washington. Josh Krauscher from National Journal joins us at 8:05. He has a good eye on what's going inside the Democratic Party as a top Democrat now calling for Nancy Pelosi to step down. We'll talk about that. And then Jill Vogel at 8:35 this morning. She's a Virginia State Senator running for Lieutenant Governor. Just got into a hot debate last night. So we'll find out how she thinks she did. Vince Cowan is here with Mary Walter.
Good morning. Joining us right now is James Carafano. He is the Director of Foreign Policy Studies for the Heritage Foundation. He's also a leading expert in national security. James, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Man, you have a packed schedule this morning.
Yes, we do. And you get to kick it off. How exciting is that? I want to talk to you about Iran. President Trump announced that he'll decertify the Iran nuclear deal. He's going to kick it back to Congress. Isn't this where it belongs anyway?
There's a good argument for that. So I think this isn't going to satisfy the harshest critics on either side because it's kind of half in and half out. He's not withdrawing from the framework. What he's doing is decertifying our participation in it. So it goes back to the Congress. Congress can reimpose sanctions. They can reimpose a graduated series of sanctions. So essentially what he's telling the Iranians is you're going to have to do additional measures in order to convince us that, one, that you're not that you won't pursue a nuclear weapons program in the future, but also that you're going to modify your behavior in the region.
But there are some high-level people who are saying that he needs to keep the Iran's nuclear deal and are against him decertifying it.
Well, he is keeping the deal. The deal's still there. But the United States is saying that we are unsatisfied with Iran's compliance with the deal, which is perfectly his right as president of the United States. That essentially, that's the thing that Obama signed. If they wanted the United States to be bound in this thing in some, you know, stronger way, then they should have put a treaty, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm. So upside downside, how do you assess this? I mean, is this good for the United States? Is this a better position, or should we have just stuck with the deal as written?
Well, we shouldn't have stuck with the deal as written because that was accomplishing nothing. I think the argument is you just withdraw completely, which I would have been happy with, or do you kind of try this halfway measure, in a sense, give the Iranians an opportunity to actually comply with the deal? Here's what the administration gets right. Iran is an adversarial regime. Their behavior has not improved as a result of the deal. If anything, the money they've gotten in the deal has made them more aggressive. And nobody, no serious person has any confidence that we've actually derailed an Iran nuclear program. So pursuing a deal which isn't serving your interests, just makes no sense.
Now, how do Republicans in Congress handle this? It seems like kind of a sticky issue. I don't feel like we have clarity on where they're going to come down.
Well, I don't think the administration has clarity on it either, but I think their argument is the deal's not working, so to do nothing is unsatisfactory. Congress can be enormously helpful here. What they can do is come back with a graduated series of sanctions, which would increasingly put pressure on Iran to comply. And the Iranians have a choice. They can either live up to the spirit of the deal, they can curb their behavior in the region, or they can just keep being Iran.
All right, so I want to move over from Iran into this Russia investigation. There's, you know, all sorts of news this week on the Russia investigation. The Senate Intel Committee basically said that they don't really see an end in sight here just yet. They're not quite convinced yet that the collusion argument is over. They kind of want to keep looking into it. And then you've got the Steele dossier, which is that Trump dossier talking about all sorts of weird things that President Trump supposedly did in Russia and how this is like a blackmail item. What did you make of all of the progress of all of these investigations this week?
Well, you know, it kind of sounds like a nothing burger so far. I'm not an expert on this. I don't track this stuff day to day. Yeah, as you were, you know, I worked on the presidential transition team. I also briefed candidates during the election. You know, I personally, in my experience, never saw anything that remotely looked like collusion. So I've just not paid much attention to the whole thing.
You're not paying attention to it, but it is a detractor in terms of the president's agenda to some extent. And the Republicans seem to have been party to this. Some of them, I think, with, you know, for good, wholesome reasons. But others, it just feels like, why is the Republican leadership continuing to allow these multiple investigations to drag on in their houses?
Well, you know, I think trying to shut them down it winds up being problematic. Well, I think this administration, much like the Clinton administration did during Whitewater and the Reagan administration did during Iran-Contra, is they've made a decision that this isn't going away. It may plague them for 8 years, and they're just going to get on and do business as usual. And, you know, I think, honestly, that's the right call. I mean, I don't think it's actually hurting the president and the execution of his agenda. There's nothing he can really do about it. So all you can really do is live with it. And I think that's the strategy they're going to pursue.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, so we just continue. I believe there are, three investigations into Russia at this point. And instead of rolling them into one to maybe, I don't know, save taxpayer money, we'll just, you see all three of these separate investigations continuing to just go on and on and on.
Yeah. So my brilliant analysis is that the way Washington works will continue to be the way Washington works.
I love that. Would you bring that back at some point? We appreciate that.
I know that is really digging deep.
That's perfect, though.
James Carafano, really appreciate your brilliant analysis, as always. Thanks for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, 6:43 now on WMAL.
There's no way around it. Keeping your gutters clean is a pain, not to mention time-consuming, highly unpleasant, and dangerous. Chris Plant here for the LeafGuard Gutter System. LeafGuard is a one-piece covered gutter system perfectly engineered to let the water in and keep the leaves out. Best of all, LeafGuard gutters carry a lifetime no-clog warranty. If they ever do clog, LeafGuard will bring out their ladders and their technicians will unclog them for free. And right now, well-qualified buyers can get a very low monthly payment and a $250 fall bonus gift card on a whole home gutter system. Plus, they'll even throw in a $50 restaurant.com voucher and a free in-home estimate. Call LeafGuard today at 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or go to their website at guttersmaryland.com. That's guttersmaryland.com. Stay off the ladder with LeafGuard.
This is Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins, here to talk to you about Innovation Health, the official health insurance company of the Washington Redskins. With a hand-picked, preferred network of doctors, Innovation Health offers lower-cost, high-quality care you can feel good about. To learn more, visit yourhealthaboveall.com. That's yourhealthaboveall.com. Health insurance plans are offered or underwritten by Innovation Health Insurance Company and Innovation Health Plan, Inc.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
Inherently, when I hear that the federal deficit is increasing, it comes across as a negative, but it doesn't change my mood when I go to Starbucks.
Right.
I mean,
good way to put it.
Yeah, and so the real question is, well, how does this impact that federal employee, the near retiree, and maybe you've become complacent?
Learn more on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit wintertroxell.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we go. Happy it's Friday morning. We'll start in Maryland, 95 southbound. Still a bit of volume to get by the crash south of 212 right after you pass the exit for Powder Mill Road, but the lanes are open tall to the shoulder. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, latest issue is going to be a crash. It's going to be southbound heading into Laurel. As you pass 32, I'm seeing the brake lights to the instant before you get to the exit for 198. So just keep alert there. For 270, it's been about the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Again, a little bit going to find a little sluggish. Gaithersburg into Rockville. 66, the crash. I know, you don't want to hear that, but it's on the shoulder. Still a lot going on, though, but your travel lane's open as you approach 29 Centerville. On the Virginia Beltway, I'm watching this closely. Crash just reported on the inner loop as you're heading in toward Annandale. Accident reported just after Braddock Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds today and winds out of the southwest, the high should hit 85. Then a clear sky tonight with a low of 65. Mostly sunny and warm tomorrow, the high of 85. Then showers and storms will move in Sunday for the high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees, 647 on WMAL. The traffic and weather are brought to you by Metro 29 Diner.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
All right, so some news rocking Hollywood today. Apparently an open secret in Hollywood, but Harvey Weinstein is an American film producer and a studio executive, best known as the co-founder of Miramax. A bunch of films under his direction: Pulp Fiction, Sex, Lies, and Videotape, The Crying Game, Clerks, Shakespeare in Love, Gangs of New York. I could go on and on and on and on and on. Kill Bill, Crouching
Please
Tiger,
do.
Hidden Dragon. All of these movies. You want me to just do that for the whole segment?
Exactly.
Just read all the movies. All of these movies he's credited with. And, you know, he's obviously he's a power broker in Hollywood, and apparently he's used that to his advantage over his decades in Hollywood. This New York Times piece coming out yesterday that we had kind of heard was on its way because we knew that Harvey Weinstein was lawyering up and hiring sort of crisis control people to get ready for this Times piece, drops yesterday with the headline, "Decades of Sexual Harassment Accusations Against Harvey Weinstein." Jody Cantor and Megan Toohey are on the byline here. It starts here. It says that Harvey Weinstein invited Ashley Judd to the Peninsula Beverly Hills Hotel 2 decades ago for what the young actress expected to be a business breakfast meeting. Instead, he had sent her up to his room where he appeared in a bathrobe and asked if he could give her a massage or she could watch him shower, she recalled in an interview. She said the following, quote, "How do I get out of the room as fast as possible without alienating Harvey Weinstein?" she remembers thinking. So interesting part of this, and I won't go through the whole article, but the idea is there's a bunch of women who make accusations here against Harvey Weinstein for lewd behavior, asking for massages and appearing in front of them in various states of undress and just, you know, being a creepy man. And These girls are upset with him, obviously, and they've all kind of given, many of them given their testimony now to the New York Times. Ashley Judd, for her part, on the record, and I think that's sort of a big deal to get, you know, it obviously gives a lot of strength to this story, and it forces him to have to account for his behavior, which he's attempted to do, I guess. He released a statement Basically copping to the fact that, you know, hey, this is things that older guys used to do. He's been called a dinosaur, and, like, you know, things have changed. But he also went on to say now he's just going to keep his head down and focus on attacking the NRA and Donald Trump.
And the thing that's odd is he's being defended by Lisa Bloom, who is Gloria Allred's daughter. And she has kind of taken on Gloria's mantle of defending all these women, and now she's defending him. So it's very odd. It's like flipped over. It's changed.
We're going to stay on this. I want to talk more about Harvey Weinstein and Donald Trump Jr.'s reaction to this. 6:50 on WAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/15/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? With all this searching from site to site, it can take hours, if not days, to find the perfect place to stay. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Save time and money today by visiting Tripping.com, the world's largest vacation rental search engine. Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs. And Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to find the perfect place for you. Simply type in your destination, and Tripping.com shows you all available properties from the top vacation rental sites, so you can search and compare listings all in one place. Visit Tripping.com to find the best vacation rental for your family. That's Tripping.com. To find a place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
MS-13's motto is kill, rape, control. This violent gang with illegal immigrants has been tied to a string of brutal murders in Virginia. MS-13 pushes drugs and turns young girls into sex slaves. MS-13 is a menace. Yet Ralph Northam cast the deciding vote in favor of sanctuary cities that let dangerous illegal immigrants back on the street, increasing the threat of gangs like MS-13. Ralph Northam's policies are dangerous. There's a better choice. Ed Gillespie is endorsed by the Virginia Police Benevolent Association and 55 sheriffs.
As governor, I'll make Virginia safer and stronger. We have to ban sanctuary cities and deport dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes, starting with ruthless MS-13 gang members. I'll stand with law enforcement to keep your family safe.
Ed Gillespie, for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
6:53, let's check in with the CNBC News Desk and Jessica Ettinger.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. Wall Street is waiting for the September jobs report that comes out at 8:30 Eastern. Futures are slightly lower. Those jobs numbers may have been impacted by Hurricanes Harvey and Irma. Meantime, Nate is expected to hit the U.S. Gulf Coast as a hurricane. Tomorrow night into Sunday morning, it's a fast-moving storm. Watches are up for parts of Florida through Louisiana, and of course, insurance companies are watching everything. Hundreds of new emojis are coming to your iPhone if you have one, including weird creatures and new foods, beta versions of Apple's software. We'll have them next week. You may soon be paying more at the post office. The Wall Street Journal says the U.S. Postal Service will likely raise prices. It's warning that it can't pay retirees' pensions this year. Caesars is coming out of 3 years of bankruptcy protection today. It plans to expand its Caesars, Harrah's, and Horseshoe brand casinos, and on this date in 1982, Sony released the first CD player and compact disc. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Well, thank you, Jessica. Let's go 6:55 now to Jamie Whitten in the WMAL Traffic and Weather and her in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hi, Jamie.
It's Friday. We're happy about that. 66 commuters. I know you're in the stop and go heading through Manassas, but the better news is everything's been to the shoulder for a while. The crash eastbound 66 as you come up to 29 Centerville. In Manassas, Sudley Manor Drive, just east of the Prince William Parkway at Bethlehem Road, they're still working to clear all the activity from the earlier accident. Now, Marland, here we go, 95 southbound between the ICC and 212. Definitely below speed, but the crash has been cleared to the shoulder for some time. And southbound BW Parkway, incident reported in Laurel near 198. So we've seen some slowdowns to that stretch. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
With some breaks in the clouds and winds out of the southwest, the high today will climb to 85 in a clear sky tonight with a low near 65. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 66 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Okay, Harvey Weinstein facing this crisis now. The New York Times comes out and says, well, he's just been sexually harassing women for years. And nobody thought to write it all down and put it out in public just yet until now. So the New York Times has done that. And his excuse, by the way, and I've told you about his statement. He talks about, you know, I came of age in the 60s and 70s when all the rules about behavior and workplaces were different. That was the culture then. I have since learned it's not an excuse in the office or out of it to anyone. He goes on and talks about how contrite he is. He cites Jay-Z at one point in his statement. And then he says, I'm going to need a place to channel that anger, so I've decided I'm going to give the NRA my full attention. I hope Wayne LaPierre will enjoy his retirement party. I'm going to do it at the same place I have my bar mitzvah. I'm making a movie about our president. Perhaps we can make it a joint retirement party. So he's going after the president and Wayne LaPierre.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant strategy. It takes
to try and
focus,
spin out of this.
Right, it takes the focus off of him. Now, how does the left do this? How does Hollywood do this? We, you know, this man's a sexist and he's a womanizer and he's a sexual, you know, assaulter and all this other stuff. Oh, but he's going to make a movie about the president and the NRA, and we kind of really like that. Ugh, what do we do now? You know, like, they don't know what to do, you know?
Yeah, he might get the Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein treatment here. So, let's just forgive that part of it. What about, so Donald Trump Jr. has noticed how contorted this statement is, how spin-worthy this statement is. So Trump Jr. Is the no-spin zone right now. He types, amazing deflection statement, he tweets last night. After 3 decades of rampant sexual harassment, I'm going to go after the NRA and Trump. So it's okay. Hashtag Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. See, Donald Trump Jr. and I think a lot alike. We're very simpatico.
That's Trump Jr.
He just doesn't know it.
No. He knows now. He heard you. Additionally, you know, you mentioned the Democratic component of this. Harvey Weinstein is a big old Democratic donor. He's been very much in league with the Democrats for many years. He's hosted fundraisers for people like Hillary and Barack Obama, and he's given a lot of money. And now there's questions over whether or not Democrats are going to start returning some of that money or donating it to charity that Harvey Weinstein's given over the years. The RNC is calling for that. On Thursday, they called on Democrats to return campaign contributions from Weinstein following that New York Times report. Quote, during 3 decades worth of sexual harassment allegations, Harvey Weinstein lined the pockets of Democrats to the tune of $750,000, said RNC chairwoman Ronna Romney McDaniel. So now's the time to return that dirty money.
Yeah, but see, but he's going to be making a movie about Trump and the NRA and demonizing them. So, gosh, maybe we'll take more money from him if he donates it. Maybe he donates the proceeds, if he's smart. He donates the proceeds from the movie to some woman's organization.
Right.
Right? Because that's the second step of the mea culpa. Then he's got to go on Oprah to apologize to America. He's got to cry a little bit, and then all is forgiven.
Senators Patrick Leahy, Richard Blumenthal, Martin Heinrich, and Elizabeth Warren have all said they will transfer money to charity in amounts equal to those donations. So it's beginning to happen just a little bit. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We're going to be joined by Doug McElway from Fox News. You know him. And we're going to discuss the Virginia governor's race, and we'll talk a little bit about gun control as